from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
-74 degrees in town now. We have a break, it looks like, talking to our meteorologist, Joe Lundberg. Paul, that we will have the potential for severe weather this afternoon here. This is unrelated to what's going on in the south.
Yeah, a high of 88 this afternoon is going to set up a almost perfect storm for the storms, right?
Yes, and we're going to go now to Charleston, South Carolina from Channel 2. Delilah James joins us. Delilah, appreciate you taking time. We know you have your hands full, and right now, it looks like Charleston's getting the worst of the rain. What's going on?
Yeah, it's pretty bad in the Tri-County area in Berkeley, Charleston, and Dorchester County. Earlier today, I was amongst corner that's in Berkeley County, and several vehicles have flipped over everywhere. There were debris everywhere, from tree branches to businesses being impacted. Windows are busted. It's just a lot, and this is just the beginning of what officials say is expected to come.
Delilah, what is the rainfall totals looking like in that area, the three counties?
I would say it's looking up to maybe 12 inches of rain, and it's supposed to be this way for the rest of the day. We expect it to be more as the later hours come, but it's been on and off for the past, I would say, maybe 30 minutes. It's been steady, but it's starting to slowly pick up.
And what about the islands? For those that don't know, just off the coast, you have Kiawa Island, and there are many islands around that region. Were they asked to evacuate?
Well, right now it's kind of early on to say. I'm actually headed to Odesso Island as we're speaking right now. But chances are, depending on how heavy the rainfall is and if the flooding continues to pick up, chances are they may have to relocate or evacuate. But no island officials have made any announcements saying that residents need to be swept up or to move just yet. But they are saying and urging people to stay alert and to stay aware and to stay inside just because of the conditions and everything that's happening and going on and moving forward.
Is the historic district getting some flooding already, or is that still anticipated?
Actually, yes. The Charleston area, there are four different areas blocked off with barricades to where people cannot come on or leave the island just because of the road conditions. They think it's a safety hazard right now that's happening, but yeah, the flooding is already starting to kind of move ahead. It's been like that since late last night, and it's starting to, you know, again, like I said, waters are rising in that area as well.
I saw, we're with Delilah James in Charleston, South Carolina. Miami, for instance, 31% of their flights are delayed. Of course, they're south of the storm system now. What about the airport in Charleston?
So right now, everything is moving and grooving for Charleston International Airport. We haven't got any updates as far as flights being delayed or flights being canceled, but they're still monitoring everything as far as weather conditions goes. And as always, they're always putting the passengers and travelers first. So before doing anything or making any adjustments, they're being mindful because conditions can change. But as far as right now, to answer your question, everything is still okay and still good to go.
And their national TV on CBS, they're saying Charleston could overall get 30 inches of rain. That's unimaginable.
Yes, that is definitely, it was probably after what I heard it as well, as far as, you know, the rain chances. But we've hit a lot of historic conditions. We're comparing this to the 2015 hurricane that happened in the past with the rain conditions. So a lot of first responders and personnel, they're taking heed of this and they're making all the precautions they can. They're blocking off areas that are they consider to be dangerous for people to travel or get through. And like I keep stressing, they're advising people to not leave the home just because of conditions in certain areas, areas that look like it may not be impacted are typically the areas that are impacted the most. So, yeah, it's definitely something to be mindful and to watch out for and look for.
Delilah, we appreciate you taking time for us. Be safe out there, and thank you.
Absolutely. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Delilah James with Channel 2 there in Charleston, South Carolina, and you just saw it too, Paul, 30 inches of rain anticipated for that area right around Charleston.
We were just looking at an image of a reporter who was out covering the storm in, I guess that was Charleston.
Yeah,
it was Charleston. And he was standing in ankle-deep water, so that gives you some idea of where they're at this point. It's going to get a lot deeper than that before this thing is over.
And we'll keep you posted. Also, we'll let you know as soon as we get word who Kamala Harris will choose for her running mate, and keep it on the Big K for details. And Kamala Harris's choice is one of the top stories across the nation, and we'll keep you posted. We could get word any time now.
Something I was looking at earlier about this, Larry, in the Free Press, let me just share the numbers that I'm looking at with you. 66% is the estimate of the chance that Shapiro will be the nominee. 66%, according to some of the people who keep track of these things.
So what if it isn't? So what if it is Tim Walz from Minnesota?
Interesting.
And they would have the rally, well, the announcement this evening in Philadelphia, which seemed to indicate right from the get-go, but maybe it's like one of those murder mystery movies you watch where they lead you down one road and then do a twist at the end.
Yeah.
You know?
By the way, this prediction of a 66% possibility is from a group called Polymarket. And by the way, I don't know if you heard this, but a Harris-Shapiro ticket was announced Friday in a social media post from the mayor of Philadelphia, and then they had to pull it back. So, did you know about that?
I didn't know the mayor tweeted that.
I had heard that something was going to happen on Friday, and I guess that was maybe it.
Well, we're going to find out.
Premature, though, right?
For sure today, and end the speculation, and we'll see where it goes. Meanwhile, they are all over Shapiro. They got cameras everywhere, hidden in trees.
He can't even go for a walk with his dog.
No. Just and waiting. And they're going to, you know, dig deep into Shapiro's.
Yes, if he is named the candidate, you know, if he is named the nominee or whatever it would be, I guess. Hard to say. They've had their delegate vote already for Harris, right?
Yes. And she's in as the nominee. She's got the roll call votes already. That was made official yesterday.
Maybe they'll do that at the convention or something with Shapiro. I'm not sure to confirm her choice or selection. But
so yesterday, one of the concerns was after a poor jobs report on Friday, there was a big drop. And Japan is one of those early indicators because they're already the next day ahead of us, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the Nikkei dropped dramatically. Now it's back up 10.23%. hitting the largest gain since October 2008. Remember 2008 when we had such a cataclysmic financial collapse?
Never forget it. I had a house on the market in Jacksonville. It had been on the market for about a year at that point, and it was another year and a half before I could finally get it sold. It was a terrible time.
Yeah. So,
by the way, in yesterday's market plunge, get this, the seven most valuable U.S. tech companies lost about $1 trillion in market value.
In one day.
In one day.
$1 trillion. And I guess there is concerns. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The economy is slowing down. We don't see a recession today, but the fear is that this could change pretty dramatically.
And then on the heels of that, we see Japan, as I just mentioned, is already up.
Over 11%. I think it closed over 11% in the plus column. Consumers have been slowing their spending. And that is the probably the largest, I would say the largest factor here. The jobs report is, I think, a part of that picture. Again, most of that trading that we saw was just a rush to take profit.
And I'm seeing a pool of experts who tell us, don't worry. Don't worry. You know what? The entire population of the United States is traumatized over the last 4 years.
You know, the October's really a volatile month on the stock market. It just stands out for me as being that way. So, you know, that's still to come.
Well, what I learned from Jill Schlesinger, because she was on our morning show for many years on Monday, kind of give us a, you know, touch point. And she said, you know, there are reasons that you get to October, you have those fluctuations. Of course, Black Monday, 1928, stock market crash. We've actually gone lower.
Black Friday. Remember Black Friday in October of 87, was it, or 88?
Right.
Yeah. That was a bad one.
500-point drop seemed cataclysmic, but it ended up not to be.
Who'd have thought we'd be talking about Dow numbers, the total market being above 30,000?
Yeah, record highs.
I remember when Dow 3000 was a big deal.
And losing 1,000 points yesterday. Now, people with 401ks and, you know, a portion of their pie, whatever it is, large or small, in the stock market, that's why they tell you to diversify all the time so you can kind of weather the highs and lows. But again, Japan's Nikkei is up 11% at their close, and I think that's actually a good sign because people will swoop in now and try to get some bargains. Meanwhile, you got to go to work, and let's get you there. 725 at KDKA. Years in the making. High drama. The future is at stake. No, I'm not talking about the Olympics. I'm talking about trying to find out who the vice presidential running mate will be for Kamala Harris. Larry Richard with our anchor man, Paul Rasmussen, and we're joined by KDK TV's John Delano. John, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great to be with you.
I'm curious how you're handicapping this. Obviously, it's down.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Down to, we believe, just two, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and our Governor Josh Shapiro, but is there a chance there may be some dark horse?
Yeah, you never know in this business, and I often think this could be just a deep fake that, put out the two names and then come up with a third person and surprise everybody. I don't know. Nobody knows. What is amazing to me is how carefully under wraps all this has been, because as you know, in the political world, leaks are just, they're a fact of life. But we have not seen any leakage out of the Harris campaign to suggest which way this candidate for president is going to go in choosing her vice presidential running mate. So we're all left up in the air and the suspense is growing. Although I tend to think that we're going to make a big deal about this for a few days and then it's back to Kamala Harris versus Donald Trump, because people really don't vote for vice presidents. They vote for presidents.
In the case of Shapiro, John, his position on Israel and the pro-Palestinian protests, is there a possibility that he could undermine the momentum that Harris has built up with the younger progressive voters?
I don't really think so. You know, John Shapiro's position on this is more nuanced than sometimes it's portrayed. Certainly those on the very far left wing have been opposed to him simply because he is a supporter of Israel. Well, no surprise there, for heaven's sakes. But at the same time, he's been quite critical of Benjamin Netanyahu, who has engaged in this war in Gaza and really has been the one leading the effort. That so many are critical of with respect to the deaths of so many innocent Palestinians. And so you have Governor Shapiro, who supports the state of Israel, as do most Americans, and at the same time has been critical of the leader who has killed so many people that have caused the eruption of protests among those who support the idea and frankly, the humanitarian efforts on behalf of Palestinians. So I just think there are certain individuals and certain forces that no matter what the politics is going there's an opposition. And I don't think it's going to be, in the end, I don't think it's going to be that meaningful.
We're with KDK TV's John Delano. So, John, what do you know about Tim Walz? All we know is he was a teacher. He's 60 years old, and he finds himself governor of Minnesota.
Yes, and he's been governor now, reelected, second term. He is liberal. He is progressive. That is a bit of a distinction with Josh Shapiro, who is more moderate and more middle of the road on issues. Tim Walz also has a rural background, a farming background, so he can appeal to some of those in the Midwestern parts of the country, and people like that about him. He's good with a quip. I mean, he's the one who described the Trump campaign as weird and the folks there as weird. And that was picked up very quickly on social media. And I think in the end, I don't think it's going to make a huge difference, to be honest, whether he's picked or not. Kamala Harris is going to win on her own. And she's going to either win states like Wisconsin because of her own positions, and states like Pennsylvania. I'm just not as convinced that picking a running mate is going to make a big difference in the actual end result. Now, there is a projection issue here, and that is that Josh Shapiro at age 51, joining a 59-year-old candidate for president, will project younger than picking a 60-year-old governor from Wisconsin, which would project a little older. You know, take your pick as to whether you think that makes a difference one way or the other. But again, I keep coming back to the fact this is a race between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, not for vice president.
John, either way she goes on this decision, she's still going to have Shapiro's support in Pennsylvania. He's going to campaign equally as hard whether he's the choice as VP or whether he remains governor here, right?
Yes, I think that's absolutely right. That's a very good point to make. That, and the same, by the way, is true with Tim Walz up in Minnesota, which is not as, it's more of a Democratic state than, say, Pennsylvania or Wisconsin, for that matter. So, yes, these candidates, all of them, all the whole entire list are on board with Kamala Harris. And so there's going to be a massive effort. The earlier today, late yesterday, the Pennsylvania Harris campaign released numbers about 33,000 volunteers have signed up in Pennsylvania over the last 2 weeks. Pretty phenomenal number. And that they've got more offices. Trump only has a couple offices. The Harris campaign has many offices, multiples in some of the bigger cities. And they feel like they are organizing better than the Trump campaign. And, of course, with the support of Governor Shapiro, regardless of what the decision is, it makes Pennsylvania much more possible for the Democrats. And, by the way, you talk about support. There's only one item on the governor's schedule today, and that's appearing at the rally tonight in Philadelphia for Kamala Harris.
Well, we'll be waiting when the official announcement comes. In the meantime, a debate can change minds. We saw that with Joe Biden and Donald Trump, and it ultimately took Biden out of the race. Now they had a debate scheduled in September on ABC. Trump said he won't attend that one, but then invited Kamala to one on Fox. I have a suggestion. I asked Paul, who do you think is the most objective of the print media, national newspapers? He thinks the Wall Street Journal. Why don't they host it, and then all the networks would be invited to air it if they wish?
Well, that's a great idea. Although I have a better idea. Why not CBS?
Yes. You know,
why not KDKA?
Yeah.
We could host it. We are very practiced and skilled at hosting debates at KDK television.
You know, John,
maybe we'd invite a radio guy on. You never know.
to be honest with you, if I had any input in it, come to think of it right now, and I won't, but I sure wish I did, I would suggest you as one of the moderators for a Trump-Harris debate. I think that would be marvelous.
Well, thank you. I've had the pleasure of interviewing both of those candidates in the past, and it would be a great honor to be part of that kind of a debate. But I'll tell you, no matter who is moderating or asking questions, you get criticized no matter what. So that just goes with the territory.
Yeah, and you did a very, I thought, very fair process of interviewing both the candidates in the past, even though Harris wasn't a candidate at the time for this role. But you're going to end up, because of the importance of Pennsylvania, you're going to end up interviewing them again, I'm sure, between now and November. So
I certainly hope so, and you're absolutely right. That's not so much about me as it is about the people of Pennsylvania. We are absolutely the must-win state. Neither one of these individuals is going to be president of the United States without winning Pennsylvania. They know it. You know it. I know it. We all know it. And that means that we get the opportunities to interview candidates and really help them get their message out to Pennsylvania voters, because they know, as well as we all, how important we are.
John, really appreciate the time. Thank you, and to be continued. We'll see what happens today.
Got it. Stay in touch, guys. You know we'll be talking.
KDK TV's John Delano on the Big K Morning Show. News Radio KDKA. Coming up in our next hour, you're going to meet a candidate that wants to become a congressman in the 12th district. Who's in that seat? Summer Lee. Mm-hmm. You forget all these other races that are going on because obviously the focus is, and understandably so, on what's happening with the presidential race. Think about this for a minute. What's transpired in the last 3 weeks? Just alone. Just unbelievable news and change and the potential for change when prior to Donald Trump's visit to the Butler Farm Show, which, by the way, in its 76th year is actually happening this week. The actual farm show itself, and we talked on Friday about people in that area trying to get their lives back to normal. But since that time, how much has changed?
I mean, all the seating arrangements have been flipped upside down. We have a new candidate for the Democrats who is going to select a vice presidential running mate today. We have the Trump campaign has been affected. You know, in the polling, Biden was trailing Trump by about 5-6 points. Now it's a dead heat. In most polls, it's one candidate is ahead of the other by 1%. You'd pick a poll, and it's different. But they're all very close right now.
And many pundits thought that Biden would be unable to make up that decline based on it started with that debate.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think most Americans were paying that close attention to the cognitive skills of Joe Biden until then. And after that,
it certainly was underreported. We can say that at least.
So if you dial back to the debate and then the assassination attempt on Donald Trump, then going right into the Republican National Convention, then that Sunday, Joe Biden steps aside.
Flipped the whole thing around.
Just think about just the news in this short window. Just take the last 3 weeks, 4 weeks if you want, and think about what has changed.
Interestingly, by the way, Kamala Harris's approval ratings were lower than Joe Biden's before all of this started. I don't know what they are today.
I don't know that most of us knew much about her, really. To John Delano's point, you rarely pay that much attention to the vice presidents. You know, like, nobody knew really what Mike Pence was doing every day.
No.
Until, you know, January 6th when they were trying to hang him.
It does matter to me who the vice presidential choice is, because that person can become the president.
But I think it's easy to, if you went down Market Square right now and said, while someone's getting a donut and a coffee, hey, who was the vice president of? And just go through a list of presidents that served.
Well, look at the number of entertainers that have done this in the past, like gone out in the street and asked people questions. Who's the vice president? They've talked to people who don't even know who the vice president is.
Yeah, Jimmy Fallon did that.
David Letterman has done it.
Yep. Yeah, it was really actually enlightening in the fact that
scary
how little people actually knew about stuff that you would think would be commonplace.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.